no matter what the score is, I think that the Blazers have a chance of coming back because they can play faster. Like Jokic could come down and he could pull up and shoot threes, but he looks at the size advantage that he has and he doesn't really want to play a fast pace. And so he's going to catch and work his way into the paint. You're saying we're going to stop all these guys from scoring. How hard is he working to stop Jokic? And you really need him to work hard to at least make Jokic work hard for every bucket. I think it's counterproductive. I get why you do it, but I think it's difficult. We're not going to double, but we still want him to work for everything. And we're all collectively still going to, like, we're going to gang rebound. We're going to get back. Like, we're still going to stay locked in.
Reminds me a little bit. Do you remember when he was in Dallas? And they're like, we're going to let him score 30 in the playoffs. Yep. We're going to take away everything else. It reminds me a little bit of that. Obviously, Jokic and Nash are completely different players, completely different positions. But they're so good at making the other guys or the second or third option get easy buckets. That's what Terry Stotts is coming into this series as his game plan.
Nash and I go way back. I first introduced him to surfing on the island of Kauai. I would go over there before the season would start, and I was always telling him, there's a bunch of guys that I play soccer with over there, and we surf, and it's just, if you want to get away, I got a buddy of mine, he knows the island, and I'm over there, and out of the blue, I get a call, and it's Nash, and he goes, what's up? And he goes, well, I just landed. I go, what? He goes, yeah, I just landed on the island. And so we hung out for a couple days, and it's hilarious because, like, I showed him how to pop up on a board. People first doing it struggle doing it with the board on land and just popping up to their feet. And we paddle out a little beyond where the wave's breaking. He practices popping up on a standstill board, which is maybe harder than a board that's moving that you're paddling into a wave on. Yeah. And he goes, is this it? I go, yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, when you watch the games, if he hasn't shot in a while and he gets the ball, he's going to shoot it. And it doesn't matter if it's a good look, if it's contested, he's going to shoot it.
Somebody might have a better shot, or I could get to a better shot. If you're that and you're not really disciplined as a defensive player, that's a bad recipe on a team that wants to win.
What I love about what Steph and Dame have done for the game is they're great shooters, but they're also doing it off the dribble with the handle at full speed, and they're stepping back and they're shooting very, very difficult shots, and they're making it look easy.
The precision of your shot and then the strength, it all has to be there for that shot to go down. And they just, it's no doubters, you know, and it's boom. Oh my God. He hit another boom. And you're right. Like, going 100 miles an hour and to stop on a dime and rise up and shoot and nail it off the dribble.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They also have a feel for the game. So when they start to go off, it's because they know their team needs them to start going off. Yeah, that was with Damian tonight. Denver was ready to run away with this game. And nobody really had it going. And Damian just decided, I'm going to keep us in this game. I've seen Steph do the same thing. Some of my TVs are a little faster than the other ones. Okay. And my son will be watching in the other room. I'll yell, I bet you Dame hits this one.
Jokic and Nurk were both in Denver.
I thought at the time that Nurkic might be the better player.
Okay.
Because he was more physical. You know, as your best player, and particularly, you know, matched with Michael Malone, who's, you know, he's mellowed a lot, but he used to be like Full Metal Jacket. He was tough. The Lakers, when AD is at the five, then they're a really good small ball team because AD can run the floor. LeBron can obviously run the floor. You can operate with either one of those bigs on the perimeter. And now one of their bigs has to come out. And now you've opened up the driving lanes for one or the other. And they both handle the ball well enough that if you pull one big, you can take the other one off the dribble. Or you can give it to Dennis Schroeder or Kentavious Caldwell-Pope or Alex Caruso, and suddenly they have room inside.
Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbeam, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are five-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.